T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The baseball game is over. It's time for the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show with Tim Allen on The Fan.
Well, it is a final and the results are not good. Again, you picked a fine time to go away, Brewers offense, because the results aren't good in game one of this five-game set in St. Louis as the Brewers fall 4-2, made things interesting at the end there. And really, in the grand scheme of this, with all the base runners and the traffic on the base paths for the St. Louis Cardinals, you kind of felt this game was 14-2. But it really was just a two-run game. Here, one swing of the bat. I mean, it didn't even have to be a home run to get back even in this game. Had a couple of cracks at it there with one in, two on, one out in the ninth inning for Avisail Garcia and Christian Yelich. And Yelich just, wow, I don't even know what to say. Also with Garcia, I was thinking during that at-bat there that I don't remember. I would have to go through my notes, but I don't remember Garcia coming up with any huge, crucial, clutch sort of hits within this, you know, 56 games, 55 games, whatever it's been. 56 now with 4 games left in the 2020 season. I just don't recall that out of Garcia. And the flair, base hits here and there. Decent player. Certainly much better player than he's showing. I'm not going to pick on Garcia. Big news, I think, in this game is Corbin Burnes and his performance, as he only muscles his way through 3 2/3 and allows those 3 runs, ends his season. He's not going to pitch again in the regular season. That's not happening. Ends the season with a 2.11 ERA. So might have done the deal for the Cy Young Award tonight. And I wonder when the back flared up. Was it within the confines of the first couple of innings, first 3 innings? I mean, he was laboring throughout the bulk of this game right from the start. Pitch count high, a lot of base runners. There was walks in this thing. It was just a little messy for Corbin Burnes early in this game. And then he leaves due to injury, lower back discomfort, and or tightness in this one in that 4th inning. Tough loss for the Brewers. But again, the pitching staff did their job again. I mean, when is the offense going to start doing their job? With an outburst of 18 runs in one of the games against St. Louis, 19-run attack against the Detroit Tigers. Outside of that, maybe a couple of 7 or 8 run. I think there was 1-9, a couple of 8s. You just don't get anything. In fact, I'll go you one further here. When you really need it, when you really, really need the offense, you run out there Luis Urias, Tyrone Taylor, and Jacob Nottingham in your lineup today. No Daniel Vogelbach, and you saw what he did today in a pinch hit appearance at a base hit. You want to go with the 1-for-21 Urias when you have to win baseball games. When does it come to the point where you just go with the hot hand? Forget about the lefty-lefty matchup. Regardless of what we call the splits, regardless of what the splits say, when do you just go with a dude that's just locked in, kind of in the moment? It's just something that I just, It just, I can't figure it out with Craig Counsell. I really can't figure it out. There is no reason Daniel Vogelbach shouldn't get as many at-bats as he can in this five-game series. As many as he can. He should bat three times in an inning if you can get away with it. He got one at-bat in this game. In large part, the biggest game of the season. He got one at-bat in this game. And it was an at-bat in which, even if he does hit a home run, you're still down in the game. Now, it worked out a little bit. He got on base, and then Sogar came through. But I just wonder about that. You know, Vogelbach against a lefty. What about Christian Yelich? Does he get to sit, Craig? Just simply because it's lefty-lefty? I mean, the numbers bear out. Christian Yelich has been doing well against lefties this year. If there's one part of his game, his walks and his splits against lefties. But Vogelbach being the hot hand and hitting like 400 in a Brewers uniform, and you're scuffling for runs, well, no wonder. Your best hitter in the last, 12 games has been Daniel Vogelbach, and he gets to just chill on the bench. You tell me. You want to react to this one, a Brewers big loss, 4-2 final. So their offense starting Monday in this final gauntlet of 8 games here in the 2020 season, 3 against the Reds and then these 5 against the St. Louis Cardinals. In the 8 games, you're halfway home and you've scored 9 runs in 4 games. 3 on Monday. 3 in a victory on Tuesday. 1 yesterday, and now 2 today. If my math is correct, that's 9 runs in the 4 games, and you've lost 3 of those 4 games. You wonder where the season went, if indeed it's going away? That's where it's going. It's going right down the tubes with this offense, which I don't have an answer for. You don't have an answer for it. Nobody has an answer for it. Sam, you got an answer for it?
I just wish the MVP could produce like an MVP this final stretch of the season. That's my only solution, I think, at this point.
Like take over a game and a half.
Just give me and one game with, you know, 2 for 4 and, you know, 2 doubles and just like an RBI. And I know he's been walking, that's great and all that, but it's just when it comes up, when it matters the most, he hasn't been able to produce this year.
No, it's been crazy, and it's tough to figure out. It really is tough to figure out. And in terms of being clutch, being in the moment, you got to have timely hits. You got to have big hits in those moments. We know Ryan Braun. We know number 8. He's going to do his thing. But outside of that, it's been Sogard, maybe, right? Eric Sogard's got a little clutch DNA in him. Garcia doesn't, as we discussed. I don't recall a big crucial clutch hit. Yelich, no. It'd be a big no. Braun, yes. Jerko, I guess you could say he's got a little clutch in him so far this year. I think so. I think that's safe to say. Who else? Urias? Tyrone Taylor? No. Nottingham? A little bit. I could see that a little bit he's hit some big homers. He's had some big ABs. Not a lot of them, but a few of them. 2 or 3 of them have been in what you would define as a clutch situation. I can't believe that the pitching is that good to do that to these hitters, where once in a while you can't come up with that hit. Now, the Cardinals didn't come up with a lot of those hits outside of Dylan Carlson tonight. They really didn't have too much clutch in them either. They had base runners all over the place. I mean, they were like, 1 or 2 for 18?
1 for 16 with runners in scoring position tonight.
1 for 16. Okay. I mean, they had their opportunities also. So you credit the Brewers pitching staff on a night where, you know, you really need it. You're down Freddy Peralta in this thing. You get a short start out of Corbin Burns, and then you try and fill the void, fill the frames here, so you don't run into trouble staring down the barrel of a doubleheader tomorrow. Offense, you're going to have to win one of these games tomorrow by yourself. If the pitching staff goes out there and allows 7 runs in one of the games, let's say it's the opener tomorrow, offense, you're going to have to outdo them. I don't care who's on the mound for the Cardinals. You're going to have to outscore them tomorrow and pick up your pitching staff. So again, pitching staff has not been getting lit up. And Rasmussen got lit up on Monday. That game was close. And the pitching staff, for the most part, has done their job in this first four games of the eight-game road trip. I'm not blaming anything on these pitchers right now. I'm not doing it. This is all about the offense. Let's go back to our game recap. In the first inning, the Brewers go 1-2-3. Garcia, Yelich, Braun, all with ground outs. So they're getting the ball in play, at least early. Bottom half, Burns walks the leadoff man. That is a trend. That's a trend in this game. They got the leadoff man on 18 times in a 9-inning game. Well, that's the way it seems. After a strikeout, a wild pickoff throw moves him to second base. Okay, it's just an accident. But then a wild pitch moves him to third base with just one out. But a big strikeout to Goldschmidt and a strikeout to Carpenter. Okay, Corbin, there you go. There you go. Start settling in. Brewers scoreless. One out base hit by Keston in that second inning. Burns back in trouble again in the bottom of the second inning. Leadoff base hit. Soft contact into the hole. Brad Miller then with a soft single to center. Two on, nobody out. Some bad luck right there. And there was some bad luck. Burnsy deserved a little bit of a deeper start. He really did. As much as he was off tonight, he deserved a little bit of a deeper start for sure. Comes back with a strikeout, a ground ball to Keston Hira. They don't turn the double play. They go the safe route there. Runners at second and third, now two outs. And pitch count over 40 in the second inning for Burns. Then a pop-up strands those runners. No score as you go to the third inning in this one. 45 pitches for Burns through those two innings. Brewers get a leadoff double by Orlando Arcia in that third inning. Rally stopped right there. Urias strikeout. Nottingham strikeout. And Garcia, a little flare on the infield. No score into the third inning. Burns, trouble again. Bottom of the third inning. Soft singles. Two of them. Again, third consecutive inning, the Brewers have, or Burns has allowed the leadoff man to reach base. First pitch, Goldschmidt. Once the two singles were there, guessed on a breaking ball because that's what Corbin Burns was doing tonight. There's a lot of breakers. I didn't really rely on that fastball. RBI base hit by Goldschmidt, and it's one zip. However, two on, nobody out, one in. Burns' pitch count at that point, 53 pitches. But he limits the damage right there to just that one run. Shot to the wall, caught by Taylor. Runners do not advance. Strikeout to Molina, and Brad Miller hits a screamer to Jerko. He gets out of it, 68 pitches. Through three innings of work for Burnsy tonight. Wow. But just the one run. Brewers offense gets on the board. They bounce back. One out base hit in that top of the fourth inning by Braun. One out later, a base hit by Keston Hira. So two on, then a nice at-bat from Tyrone Taylor. He laid off a 1-2. This was a pretty decent at-bat. Taylor, I'll tell you, you want to look at maybe a little bit of the future and some of the talent with Tyrone Taylor. Take a look at that at-bat in the fourth inning. He was staying on pitches. You kind of knew if Kim would make a mistake, he was gonna make him pay. And Taylor did come through. A two-strike, two-out, RBI base hit for the tie.
Here's the 2-2. And this one in the left field base hit. And Jerko rounds third. And is in to tie the game at 1-1.
There you go. Three hits in the inning. Brewers able to scratch out a run.
Yeah, and that was in that fourth inning. We're tied at one, but then the game turned. Bottom of the fourth. One pitch out. Nice play by Yelich on a deep shot. Burns just not looking right. He is then up, and here's a little bit of a turning point here. He gets the first out in the fourth inning. He's up 0-2 on Dexter Fowler, and he ends up walking him. There's the first turning point, Great Lakes Dragway turning point, with the legendary Great Lakes Dragway track rental and event information at greatlakesdragway.com. Walks him, and then, whoops, velocity down, a lot of off-speed stuff, staying away from the fastball. Counsel and the trainer check on him. They say he's okay. Apparently at that point, Umpire misses a call, by the way, on the Carlson at-bat right after the walk to Fowler. Changed the whole complexion of that at-bat. I hate to sound like a whiner, but it did. And Carlson ends up hitting a two-run shot right there. A big-time turning point with the legendary Great Lakes Dragway, for sure. It's a 3-1, then a one-pitch out for the second out, then a pitch or two to the next hitter. Burns is removed by counsel due to injury, and it turns out to be a lower back discomfort for Corbin Burns. Glad it wasn't the arm thing, but nonetheless, not a good performance out of Corbin Burns, but muscles his way through 3 2/3, allows those three runs, gives way to Yardley. Damage done as Yardley gets out of it to the fifth at 3-1 Cardinals. Brewers a chance in the fifth inning. Two out walks to Garcia and Yelich. Nice at bat from Yelly, by the way. Brawny then works it full right there. Popped it up to shallow right field. And that, again, another Great Lakes Dragway turning point. I really thought, and I really felt it right there, that Brawny was going to do it. I thought it was going to be the Braun magic right there. Just not the case, as that was about their best chance up until the later stages of the game. Yardley in trouble in the bottom of the fifth inning. Back-to-back walks to start the inning. Walks. However, pop-up, ground out and pop-up gets him out of it. No major damage there. 3-1. It's not 30-1, but it sure felt like that. Brewers 1-2-3 in the sixth, of which the Cardinals had yet to do that in the game. 3-1 to the bottom, Corey Knebel coming on. Well, the Cardinals don't do it in the sixth because Corey walks the leadoff hitter. The leadoff man on 5 of the first 6 innings, 3 of those 5 via the walk to lead off an inning. Knock it off. You can't be walking guys to start out an inning. Not in a pennant race right now. All of you guys, come on. Corey pays for that one, an RBI double with the next hitter, Carlson. You walk Fowler earlier, and he hits a two-run home run. You walk Fowler now, and Carlson makes you pay with an RBI double twice in this game. So that made it 4-1. Colton Wong tries to bunt, popping up. Second out recorded on a ground out, and Council goes to the pen. Corey's day is done. Two-thirds of an inning. That one run given up as Justin Topa to face Goldschmidt with that two outs, one in situation with one on. Topa with a strikeout ends the frame there. Damage done. 4-1, getting late into the seventh inning. Brewers offense, nothing. Infield single in the seventh to the bottom. Topa back out there, pitches a scoreless seventh inning at 4-1. Neither team scores in the eighth inning. Ray Black, a scoreless bottom half. Where's the Brewers' offense? Oh, here they are in the ninth inning, just in time. They get the tying run and lead run to the plate. Tyrone Taylor, leadoff base hit. Arcia strikes out. We get Jace, that's Jace Peterson with the base hit. Sorry about that. Sogard announced as a pinch hitter with a couple of runners aboard and just the one outs. They have a legit chance here, and Sogi comes through.
1-2 on the way, and Sogard down the line. Fair ball. In comes Peterson. Vogelbach has to stay out at second base. The Brewers now within 4-2.
Well, how about these pinch hitters? I mean, great counts of pushing the right buttons here in the ninth.
Yeah, and he did. Vogelbach had a pinch hit base hit just before that Sogi RBI base hit. But there you go. It's 4-2, two on, one out. And your boy's coming up. Avisail Garcia and Christian Yelich. How about that? You like your chances? Garcia strikes out, leaving it up to Yelich to go against Andrew Miller. And that's that. there you go. You know, there's two on, two out for Brawny in the fifth. There's two on, two out for Yelly in the ninth. Absolutely different feels of those at-bats. Don't you think, Brewers fans? Brawny, you feel like he's going to come through. Yelich, I didn't feel any. Sam, did you feel anything at the end with Yelly up there?
Well, the result wasn't shocking, but, I mean, it's a situation you wanted. despite everything, as much as we were, you know, bad-mouthing him to start the show, that's the situation you wanted. So ideally, you're not too upset.
I'm just talking about the feel. Did you feel he was going to come through? I didn't.
No.
I just didn't. I thought Bronny was going to. Neither one did, but I thought Bronny would feel much better about the Braun situation than Yelich. But there's four games left in this campaign here. That is enough time for Yelich to have an impact. It is. Believe it or not, as much as he's looked pretty bad, it is still enough time to get this thing together here. 4-2, your final, as Yelich strikes out to end the inning and end the game, end that threat. Brewers offense, 9 runs in this 4-game road trip thus far, and they've lost 3 of 4. Not a good way to end this season. You had some things rolling through that Royals series and even before that on the homestand. But you, I mean, your backs are against the wall now. You're 2 games back of St. Louis. And Cincinnati, are they idle today? I'm thinking they're idle today.
Yeah,
so you're probably going to lose. Yeah, you're going to lose a half game. So you're a game and a half back of Cincy, 2 games back of the St. Louis Cardinals in the Central. And we'll check the wild card standings in just a little bit. Chevy MVB, I'm going to have to think about this one. I'm not sure. So we'll get to that in a bit. You have any suggestions for me, Sam?
Oh, man, I was hoping you wouldn't ask me.
No, I know that.
Oh, man, tonight.
This is tough.
Yeah. I mean, it's either, I guess, between Sogard, oh, man, or do you give it to Tyrone? I mean, I guess for at least participating?
Yeah, well, I guess. I mean,
Justin Topa did all right.
Topa did fine, yeah. Craig Counsell, I thought, mismanaged his starting lineup. So I'm not a big fan of that. I can't go to... How about Pat Murphy for being back in the dugout?
Yeah.
There's your Chevy MVB, brought to you by Chevy, the new 2020 Chevy Silverado. Check it out at your local Chevy dealer or at WisconsinDriveChevy.com. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell coming up in just a little while. And Corbin Burns, want to get the update on that injury. I don't know where the talk is coming from that Corbin is going to pitch again in the regular season by Sunday. I'm not buying that for one nanosecond. Not at all. Especially now with the back injury. Uh-uh. Not happening. I think they got to hit the postseason pay window and then get Corbin Burns back in there at that point. 414-799-1250. Let's go to Marshall. Marshall, before we hear or before we get to a break, you're on the fan. What's going on?
Hello, Tim. Good evening. I didn't see a whole lot of the game tonight. I've been very busy with a lot of other things, but listen to your analysis, and I've been observing things, watching some games, just reading up on others, hearing things, and your analysis is right on. It's the same one I've been harping about with some people here and there. I think the hitting has been more of a problem than the pitching. I mean, I think in probably 70-80% of the games, win or lose, the pitching has kept us in the ball game,
yes,
including tonight. And the hitting is frustrated me all season. I mean, we can get 19, 18 runs, 10 runs sometimes in a game, and then for gosh sakes, we get hit by not only the Cubs, but a guy that wasn't exactly the Negro Brothers or Nolan Ryan, if some of you out there catch my drift. That was the most irritating thing about that. It wasn't Verlander 13 years ago, which we remember. I mean, no-hitters happen. We have to acknowledge that, but I can't stand it when it happens to me, and especially to the competition there. And moreover, we lost 12-0 in that game, so... It's just, but I predicted, as you might recall, early in the season that I feared this team was going to get hit, no hit. Look at the number of times we were one hit. And
yes,
with the talent, I granted no Lorenzo Cain, granted a lot of missing pieces here and there, some injuries that all teams get. But there was no excuse for us to get no hit this year, folks. I mean, you've got one of the best great players in the game right now leading you, plus Braun, plus other players. That was just ridiculous to me. And I've said for weeks now, guys, not to be Debbie Downer here, but I've just got to say what I think. I don't think this team's going to make the playoffs. I've felt this way for days. We've been way too inconsistent all season to be a playoff team. Maybe no excuses here, maybe hungover from that game we all like to forget last fall. But the tonic to me just hasn't been there with this team. They've been inconsistent. And most of the time in any sport, inconsistency isn't going to be rewarded with playoffs. And we're just going to have to see if the baseball gods are with us the next four games. That's really our only hope right now.
It is. Marshall, thanks for the call. Always a pleasure, man. Many years with Marshall. I agree with you that, you know, once Darvish started putting up no-hit innings against this team and a couple of the Twins pitchers, no-hit innings, and it has started to happen in bunches there. I don't know if it was any surprise. Yeah, you were ahead of him, Marshall, but I think everyone joined on a little bit after that at some point. And I thought it may have occurred against Bauer or Gray earlier this week. I did. I just had a bad feeling. Might have been some bad food, too. But I just had that bad feeling that could have happened there. You're right on the consistency part of this. And that's what baseball players will tell you. And that's one of the things that keeps them mentally level-headed. You don't get too high, you don't get too low, unless you're Trevor Bauer and dance around on a strikeout in the fourth inning. That keeps them grounded. You want to stay consistent here. Problem with this roller coaster ride that you're on, timing is your enemy and your friend. So if you're inconsistent, okay, you're riding the hot hand and the roller coaster is on the upswing and everything's cool. But if you choose now for the downslope, yeah, that's what gets you. And that's where the Brewers' offense is right now. The volatility of an inconsistent offense, the timing will end your season. And it has to happen now. You see, look across the diamond here, the St. Louis Cardinals. Look at all the base runners. Again, everyone's going to have those games. We get it. They've been not that great offensively as well. But you notice when they get a chance and a runner's at second base, Colton Wong trying to bunt him over. Did anyone notice that in this game? You're already up two runs. Get that third run. It's a huge difference in baseball. It's a big, big difference in the game of baseball. The difference between two and three runs is massive. If nothing else, but just the one run, mathematically, it's upstairs here. You just feel better up three. Your decision-making is so much easier. What did Colton Wong try to do? Move a runner over. Get that third run, three-run lead. I mean, this is they're going to have to turn things around here. They're not done. I will say that. Because these things can change. Let's find out what the Cincinnati Reds are all about when they head up to the Twins. Let's find out throughout. You can pick up a game and a half tomorrow on these same St. Louis Cardinals. Think about that. In one day, you pick up a game and a half, you're a half game back of St. Louis. So let's not throw in the towel quite yet. All right, we'll hit a break here. 414-799-1250, but this offense, whoo. Yikes. And we're right back to it. Nine runs in their last four games. They've lost three of their last four at the worst possible moment of the season. Wow. Back to two games under 500. So, Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Sam Schmitz is here. My name is Tim Allen. Stick around. A lot to get to here tonight on The Fan.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time to go inside the clubhouse to hear what the players are saying after today's game on The Fan. It's brought to you by Windows Select. Right now, buy one and get one free, plus no payments until 2021. Call Windows Select today at 262-703-3500.
Windows Select inside the clubhouse. I will say this, guys, with a winter not too far away, I know some years ago I bought some new windows for the house. And never in your wildest dreams would you have thought when you were younger that you'd be excited about new windows. But you are. You really are. It makes a huge difference. Okay, Brewers fall 4-2 in game one of this five-game set. Sam Schmitz will bring you in here. This is so not good. As I just took a look at things here a little bit. Way not good. Now, you do have a doubleheader. That can be a blessing and a curse tomorrow. Obviously, the blessing would be, as I said before the break, you sweep the doubleheader just one day. It's 14 innings of baseball. Can you muster up 14 good innings of baseball? You win both those games, you're a half game back of the St. Louis Cardinals. You win both those games coupled with a Cincinnati loss, and you're literally tied with Cincinnati. Well, a half game back. You'd be a half game back of both of those teams. Okay, that's what it would come down to. With two to play. That's the blessing side of a doubleheader. So a half game back, you would trail with two to play of two different teams, one of which you play in those two games. Now, let's take a look at the other situation. If you win both, and where does the wild card standing sit right now?
As of now, Miami and San Francisco are currently tied for the final wild card spot at 28 and 28. Philadelphia sits a half game behind of both of those with the day off today. The Brewers currently sit one game behind Miami and San Francisco.
So they could actually, in theory, pick up a game and a half tomorrow on those wild card teams with a doubleheader sweep and be back into the playoff situation. Now, on the other hand, let's say you get swept. And we have to talk about this. This is the reality of the situation. In the span of those 14 innings, if you happen to lose both, you would then trail the St. Louis Cardinals. Do I even say this, Sam?
Man, you're playing with fire here.
You're looking at 3.5 back with two to play. You can't catch them. If you lose both games of the doubleheader and the Cincinnati Reds win, you're 3.5 back. You can't touch them. If you lose both games of the doubleheader and the two teams in front of you for the wild card win, could you be eliminated, Sam?
Oh, man. I would have to go through all the numbers and all that.
With two games to play, yes, you would be out. Again, that would have to, considering all the other teams involved, St. Louis, obviously, Cincinnati, and the two wild cards in front of you, if they all win and you get swept, your season's over. You get eliminated tomorrow. Not good. So somehow, some way, with a bullpen game and Josh Lindblom, you have to sweep this doubleheader in St. Louis. What was I just laughing about? Why was I laughing, Sam?
Just talking about them being a limb. Man, that is Brewer September baseball in a nutshell right there.
It is. It is. And again, you're down to four games remaining. You take it one game at a time. It's day by day, but only it's day by day tomorrow. It's two of them. That's not such a crazy scenario with this Brewer team. They've proven to bounce back a little bit. You know, when you think their season is over, a couple of four-game losing streaks, they bounce right back. You are against the wall tomorrow. It's a doubleheader, 4:10 first pitch in game one. We'll be on in between games, Sam, you and I, and then after the last pitch, we'll be back on the air. But your season could be over tomorrow. If my math is correct, you get swept and other things shake out, in the worst possible scenario. Okay, let's not talk about that. How about winning both games? You're a half game back of St. Louis. See what happens with the final two games. Right now, Corbin Burns, little bit of a concern here, left the game due to injury. It wasn't exactly, really sharp in this one, but nonetheless, 3 2/3, three runs. Should have been, in theory, a lot worse. He did wiggle out of a ton of trouble. Well, let's hear from the Brewers' right-hander.
Corbin, just how are you feeling going into this game? Did you know that it might be an issue, and at what point then did it deteriorate?
Yeah, we had a little bit at the end of the last outing, but it was nothing too bad. So we'll get some work done throughout the week. And it felt good coming to start today. First couple of innings was feeling good. And then just kind of started to lock up there in the fourth inning.
Hey, Corbin, just how are you feeling now? And is there any sort of indication of, you know, your availability going forward?
No. And I mean, that's going to be all determined to see how we're feeling tomorrow. Obviously it was a tough one tonight. You're more disappointed that I wasn't able to stay in there longer and give the team a chance to win. We just got to see how we're feeling tomorrow.
Was it a thing where it was gradually feeling worse as the game went on, or just all of a sudden in the fourth inning it kind of cropped up?
Nah, that last pitch, the curveball to Wong there, is when it started to grab a little bit. And when Scott came out, I knew that if I was to continue to keep going, it was just going to get tighter and tighter.
Corbin, we saw you in the dugout using that massage tool. Is that something you normally do, or was that in response to it? Kind of, you know, what happened in the last start?
No, so it was just a little heat, just to keep things warm and keep things loose. Obviously, it wasn't cold tonight, but a little bit of a cooler night. So just whatever I could to keep things warm and keep things loose.
Corbin, is it hard to set aside kind of the disappointment, the frustration of how it went tonight, you know, considering how great your season had been up until this point?
Yeah. I think, again, outside of a few pitches tonight, we're still able to go out there and get some outs. And, it's tough. It's, coming down the stretch like this, knowing how close we are to the postseason, it's tough to go out there and, not get through four innings and, make it tough on the bullpen and, really for the rest of this weekend. So, just a little disappointed. I felt like I let the team down there a little bit. But, hopefully we can fight back and get two tomorrow.
Corbin, how did it feel warming up in the bullpen? How did your back feel? And was there ever any thought that this was going to affect you adversely in the game?
No, I felt good. I threw a bullpen session in the middle of the week that felt good. We were able to get enough treatment stuff on it that it felt really good coming to the end there. Like I said, it wasn't until, that fourth inning when things started to tighten up again that I knew it was going to be a concern for us tonight. But coming into it, we felt good about it.
Corbin, you made clear that this, the team win was the big thing, but just how about personally? There's got to be some personal disappointment to not properly finish, what's been a really great season for you.
Yeah, you never want to end the season, banged up. That's not how you want to, finish the year. And, unfortunately, it's just kind of how this start ended up. Definitely pleased with how the year went, but the personal side of it is pushed to the side, knowing that we're this close to the postseason. So hopefully we can bounce back tomorrow. Take two from these guys, and you never know where we're going to be after that.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time for the Gene Wagner Plumbing Are You Kidding Me moment of the game on The Fan. Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com.
All right, we got to check that math. Are you kidding me? They might have a chance if they get swept tomorrow. Philly would have to lose all of their games. and then that would give them an opportunity. So, yeah, just to clear that up a little bit. The math does not play out well. There's no margin for error here at all. Are you kidding me? It's coming down to this. Brewers have lost three of their last four. They've scored 9 runs in those 4 games while doing so. There's your are you kidding me moment. Plus the injury to Corbin Burns, not good. You just heard from the Brewers right-hander there. Not a horrible injury, but certainly going to shelf him for the rest of the regular season. They're going to have to hit postseason play to get it done. The St. Louis Cardinals do additionally have a couple of makeup games which could play a part, but you're going to have to win to make those things viable here. Starting on Monday. 799-1250. Let's get in Mike here before we hear from Craig Council. Mike, you're on The Fan. What's going on?
So who do you want to listen to, me or Craig Council, huh?
I like you both.
Okay. It's good to hear from Marshall. I listened for 10 years. I never called in. he called in a lot, and he had the number one word for tonight: frustration.
Yeah.
Frustrated. I don't know what's going on here. We got an MVP, 0 for 4. No Kane Brown. But this pitching, this season could be so different. I guess we're just cursed. And I
well, I don't know about cursed, but it is frustrating to know that, you know, in these games, Brawny, I have no problem with when he's in there. He's, for the most part, he's been dynamite down the stretch here, tailing off, cooling off just a little bit here in the last couple of days. But Christian Yelich has, it's not just that he's not hitting. He's not hitting in the moments, and I think that's what we miss the most are those moments.
I thought Arcia, Vogelbach, and Gurkel, they hit Gamble. If we could have just got Braun, well, Kane's off the table. If Braun and Yelich, they get a couple of hits, this team could be so different. And I'm going to leave you with this. I think the Brewers are circling the drain, and I'm going to miss calling you guys after, what, Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday could be the final game. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. Well, hey, have a good one, guys.
All right, Mike, take it easy. Yeah, no, I mean, it does come down to the reality of the situation, and I guess with, what, four games to play. I mean, make the most of four games and see what happens. Three out of four is, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's good enough at this point. It might be. It could be. Sam, do you think three out of four would be good enough? I mean, we have to consider Cincinnati and Minnesota. We have to consider Philadelphia and Miami. We have to consider those other teams. Three of four is not a bad clip here.
No, I think it's certainly possible, especially the way Philadelphia and San Francisco have been playing as of late.
I think it might just do it. We might be big Tiger fans by that point. You win three out of four, you're remaining. So, again, little margin. Very little margin for error. Now, you could see the lid blow off here in a given situation. I mean, it is wound up pretty tight for Craig Counsell and these Brewers. Again, it's not over. They didn't get eliminated. Reality is, it could happen tomorrow in a given situation. According to my math, I guess there is one little slight way in, but you would have to win Saturday and Sunday and get a bunch of help. I guess that's it. So for all intents and purposes, maybe the season ends tomorrow. I don't think they get swept. By the way, there is some announced starters for tomorrow, and we'll get to that after the break here when we hear from Craig Counsell as the Brewers fall 4-2. It didn't feel like a tight ball game, did it? And those of you that watched and followed this entire game, just felt like it was 14-1 throughout the bulk of the game. Not the case. They were right there. It's just offense. We're back to that again. Same chair, same microphone, same results, same offense, inconsistent, no clutch. Wow. Why should I expect anything different? Because it's a new day tomorrow. That's why. And things could change. They could. Seriously. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Brewers fall 4-2. And we'll hear from Craig Counsell next here on The Fan.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Let's get the scoop from the skipper on today's game on The Fan.
Four two final. Corbin Burnes ends his regular season in a bid for a Cy Young with a little bit of a clunker here. We'll check out the numbers in just a little bit as the Brewers a tough loss tonight, and they're all tough right now, but losing three or four at the worst possible moment you could do that, and the offense heading south is not a particularly good feeling either. But we'll hear from Craig Counsell in just a little bit. He Burnes, by the way, ends his season with a 2-1-1 earned run average. Still an outstanding bounce back year for Corbin Burnes. It really, one of the good stories about this season. And we'll shuffle that deck and take inventory when the season's over ultimately. But let's get into that clubhouse and hear from Craig Counsell as his team falls in game one of a big five-game set to the Cardinals.
Craig, was that in the back an issue for Corbin going into tonight?
Yeah, he had a little bout of it his last start, but was good to go. And so it just, you know, as it looked like in the fourth inning, things got a little worse on him. So unfortunate, and we'll see how he is tomorrow.
Craig, we just talked to Eric, and he said, you know, you just feel for him because you could tell, you know, he was just fighting to get through what he was able to get through. I mean, do you commend him, I guess, for what he was able to give you considering the injury?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think he was doing all right up until that. I mean, I wouldn't say he was sharp tonight, but, you know, they had kind of just grounded some hits through the infield, basically. So I didn't think there was real hard contact going on, but, you know, he was trying to get through it. We needed him, you know, we needed him in a big way tonight. So, I mean, I think sometimes these guys, you know, we're going to go out there with not being 100%. It's unfortunate that I think he was pretty close to it at the start of the game tonight. But I think things probably deteriorated as the game went on, especially in that fourth inning.
Craig, how close did you come to getting him when you went out to talk to him after the walk? You know, were you real close to taking him then? And what did he say to you to convince you?
He assured us he was all right. I think we were hitter to hitter at that point, but you know, the home run burned us, unfortunately.
It looked like, in particular, Craig, his cutter wasn't the same, and that's a pitch that's been his, you know, such a great pitch for him this year. Did you see that it wasn't as sharp? He wasn't getting as many swings and misses on it?
I would say that inning, yeah.
Craig, is there any thought from the trainers right now about whether they might be able to get him available for one of these final games for a short stint?
No, we'll know more tomorrow. I don't have any idea on that right now.
Craig, the amazing thing was how many guys they got on base. You just, you know, you kept it within striking range. You actually had a chance there at the end. You must have felt you did damage control about as good as you could do with your pitchers, considering how many opportunities the Cardinals had.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, our guys – you know, Eric Yardley and Corey and Justin and Ray, they held the line, you know, over the last four and a third or so, and gave us a shot with just one run and gave us a shot. You know, we had good guys up there in the ninth with men on base and just didn't play.
Hey, Craig, that said, how do you feel, I guess, going into tomorrow as far as your bullpen goes?
Well, we're, you know, we got the guys that are available. We had to use some guys tonight, but we're at the point of the year where, you know, guys are going to be available, so we're fine. We'll get through. We got guys to get through it. Guys are going to have to, you know, we're gonna have a, you know, a bullpen game, and so a bunch of guys are going to pitch. But you know, we'll get through it. We got guys to pitch.
You can have Josh go game one, Lindblom go game one.
We got to talk about it still.
Craig, with the understanding that you faced really good pitching this week, how disappointed are you that the offense just cannot get going, that nobody's stepping up and having a big game? Again, I know the pitching's been tough, but this has been kind of a season-long issue.
Yeah, I would say – you know, we're making it harder on ourselves with we just haven't scored enough on the trip. There's no question about that. And that's, you know, required us to be, you know, it requires you to be really, really good pitching wise. And that, so we haven't been, you know, in one game we were, but that, you know, we're scoring three runs to win a game. So we just haven't been good enough offensively this trip. You're right. And you can attribute some of the pitching we faced for sure. But I think we knew that coming in, and that was the challenge of what we were going to have to face. And obviously we got half the games left. And we're going to need to score more runs for certainly.
Anybody else for Craig?
Craig, just one last one on Corbin, because he's been such a warrior for you guys to have it, you know, come down like this tonight. How do you get past the disappointment? There's obvious disappointment when any team loses their best pitcher inside of a game. How do you get past the disappointment?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, everybody's disappointed you lost the game. You know, you move on. It's a big game tomorrow, two big games tomorrow. And so, you know, anytime a starter goes, you know, you got a little time in between their appearances. And so that's how it is with Corbin. He's got some time to heal up or see what's going on, and we'll make a determination then. But it's, you know, Corbin wasn't going to be involved in tomorrow's games. So, you know, you move on and try to win the games.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time to dive into the box score for today's game on The Fan. Brought to you by the Laborers International Union Local 113. Feel the power. On the web at liuna113.org.
Well, that's the really the cool thing about baseball, is that you get over the frustration or the elation the very next day. I mean, that's one of the things that I love about this sport, is that, I mean, you got a chance to either double down on a good night the next day or a bounce back the next day. I love that. And I, you know, again, as inconsistent as this offense has been, Counts is right, and we talked about that throughout the show. Their offense just has not been consistent. And certainly on this trip, 9 runs in the 4 games thus far. You're not going to win very many games, and they were lucky to get through the one game at 3-2. That was a come-from-behind victory, you know, putting up a couple of runs in the seventh inning. I mean, that is key also, that, you know, we need to understand that these things can turn a little bit, and it could turn tomorrow. I mean, that's going to be tough. Suter and Lindblom and, you know, your bullpen, at least for one of the games. I mean, you've got Rasmussen and you've got Lauer and you've got Devin Williams and Josh Hader. Alex Claudio, would think, is available. So your coverage is pretty good on one game, but you're going to need a little bit of a longer start out of one of those starting pitchers tomorrow to get that thing done. 14 innings of baseball. You're going to have to step up, and that's what it's all about tomorrow. You just have to. Let's get you some final notes on this one going inside the box score. Avisail Garcia, 0 for 4 with a walk. Same for Yelich, 0 for 4 with a walk. Ryan Braun, 1 for 4. Jed Jerko goes 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored. Keston Hira, 2 for 4. That's good to see. Tyrone Taylor, 1 for 3 with 1 RBI. Orlando Arcia, 1 for 4. Luis Urias goes 1 for 3. Jacob Nottingham, 0 for 3. Pinch hitters tonight, nice. Jace Peterson, 1 for 1 with a run scored. Vogelbach goes 1 for 1. Sogard, 1 for 1. Nice, with an RBI. Let's see, pitching lines here. Corbin Burns, 3 2/3, 6 hits, 3 runs, all earned, a pair of walks and 5 strikeouts. I will say this on Corbin, for as erratic as he was in the line, it does not look good. And then obviously remove with the back situation. There was a lot of soft contact. But again, we revert back to hitting. Get the ball in play, and sometimes you're given. The baseball gods will bless you. Either an error, a lucky bounce, seeing eye single, or just, you know, it finds a hole, and, you know, it's that whole strikeout thing is the most non-productive thing you can do offensively. Eric Yardley tonight, 1 1/3, no hits, no runs, 2 walks, and a strikeout. Corey Knebel, two-thirds of an inning, one hit, one run. It was earned. A walk and no strikeouts. Justin Topa, one and a third, two hits, no runs, no walks, and four strikeouts. That's nice to see. Ray Black, one inning, no hits, no runs, a walk, and a strikeout. The St. Louis Cardinals, they get four runs on 10 hits, no errors. The Brewers, two runs on nine hits, one error. The win goes to Kwon Young Kim. He's 3-0. The loss to Burns, 4-1. That save goes to Andrew Miller. That's the first time Brewers have seen Andrew Miller today. All right, just before the break here, I do want to say that I believe that if it were me, putting players in positions to succeed is now in quotation marks. Because there is no reason why Daniel Vogelbach should have been in this game. I don't care what his splits look like lefty-lefty. He's sitting, what do we look up, Sam? It's like a buck 15 or something.
I think it was like a buck 11.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Putting your best players on the field right now is paramount. It's not about the man. You don't have time to work these things out. Putting players in a position to succeed, I think that's a sort of a long-term thing, a longer-term thing. If that's the case, then, I mean, look at Christian Yelich. Should he sit against right-handers? I mean, he's actually, I believe, his splits are reversed, aren't they? I think he hits a lefty for a little bit better average than the right-handers this year. So does he sit during right-handers because he's more successful again? You know what I'm saying. Vogelbach has been a lightning rod for this offense. And when you put Vogelbach in line with the guys above him or around him of Keston Hira, Jed Jerko, Ryan Braun, Christian Yelich, and Avisail Garcia, though that's the lumber right there. That is your best chance to score runs, Craig Counsell. It is legitimately your best chance to score runs. I don't care that I'm not a manager. I'm just telling you. In the final four games, those five or six guys give you the best chance to score runs, and I don't care who's pitching. Lefty, righty, or a guy that kicks the ball over the plate. You have to play your best hitters across the board, period. Luis Urias got a start over Daniel Vogelbach tonight, and Luis was one for his last 21. And because Vogelbach happens to bat left-handed, and Kwon Young Kim is a left-hander, Vogelbach had to sit in the biggest game of the season? Again, sometimes I just scratch my head over these things. Go with, if nothing else, Craig Counsell has told me over the years, yeah, I go with my gut. It's a balance. It's, you know, it's the numbers, it's the gut, and it's a lot of different factors. Okay. Well, then my gut tells me that Daniel Vogelbach has a better chance to have a damaging day at the plate. A game-changing day at the plate against a left-hander than does Luis Urias right now. Would you bet on that? Who has the better chance, Sam Schmitz, to have a big game, a game-winning type game? Daniel Vogelbach against a lefty or Luis Urias against anybody?
I'm going to go with Vogelbach.
Yes, check that box. Check that box. Because that's the deal. I did not understand this one. The Nottingham thing against Omar Narvaez, I get that. I mean, I really do. I think you consult with your pitchers. What do they feel comfortable with? You do go a little bit on the splits at times with that catcher. You got to give him a little bit of a rest. That's a little different dynamic with catchers. Orlando Arcia is a must-play in the next four games. Brawny, a must-play in the next four games. Keston Hira, a must-play. You know the guys I'm talking about. And those guys need to play for every inning the rest of the way out. Off the bench, you know, Eric Sogard has been proven. Put up a fight, put up a good at-bat. Jace Peterson, same thing. Put up a fight, put up a good AB. But those, you got to get your lumber in there. 414-799-1250 if you want to join us. It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Big loss tonight. Brewers fall 4-2. We'll be back on The Fan.
Hey, It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show, and it's time to check the Major League scoreboard on The Fan.
All right, we get some scores here. We know this one. The Brewers fall to the St. Louis Cardinals, game one of the five-game set, and now just four games remain here in the 2020 campaign. Brewers really put themselves behind the eight ball here, losing 3 of 4 on this eight-game road trip. And we knew that this was going to be tough. We knew it was going to be tough heading into even Cincinnati, let alone St. Louis. Cincinnati and St. Louis, they've had their offensive problems too, guys. And so it's not like they've been, you know, drubbing the Brewers 10-2 finals or anything like that. They're just on the cusp of, you know, the two bad offenses. Brewers have been just a little bit worse here. 9 runs in their last 4 games. And again, they've lost 3 of those 4 games. The one game they did win, they only put up 3 runs. That was Tuesday night's victory. You lose 6-3, you win 3-2, you lose 6-1, and then you lose this one here 4-2. I mean, you're just not scoring. And Craig Counsell had just alluded to that a few moments ago and saying that you got to score more runs halfway through and just not scoring enough. So let's see if that turns, and it could. And that's the cool thing about baseball. Brewers and Cardinals, they go back at it tomorrow. What's the other scores of importance here, Sam? Anything?
Well, I guess we'll start with the only other game in the NL Central tonight. It was between the Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. The Pirates end up winning again. They shut out the Cubs tonight. 7-0 was the final. Josh Bell, Colin Moran, Adam Frazier, Brian Reynolds all homering for Pittsburgh tonight. Of course, Alec Mills gets charged with the loss tonight after going 3 2/3 of an inning, only allowing 4 runs on 8 hits. And just slides to find. He's 5-5 now.
It just irks me about him. It does. You know, the Cubs better look out. I mean, this is their MO since 16. Okay, so they win the big one. But since then, just epic failure in the postseason.
Yeah,
and they get cool right just prior to the postseason. Every single year, it seems.
Yeah, they're mighty cold at the plate right now. Somehow, the Pirates wound up taking 3 of 4 against the Cubs in this series. So now Chicago moves to 32-25. The Cincinnati Reds, they had the day off, as we alluded to before. They'll begin their final three-game series against the Minnesota Twins tomorrow. The San Francisco Giants lost tonight to the Colorado Rockies. Final score is 5-4 Rockies. All small ball for Colorado tonight. Charlie Blackmon ended up driving in his 40th RBI of the season tonight. San Francisco will end their year on a four-game series against the San Diego Padres starting tomorrow. The Philadelphia Phillies also the night off. They will start their final three-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays tomorrow as well. Some other interesting notes from around the league tonight. The Toronto Blue Jays clinched a playoff berth for the first time since 2016 after taking down the Yankees. They will at least have secured a wild card spot. And then finally, former Platinum Glover, 7-time Gold Glover, 3-time All-Star, World Series champion Alex Gordon of the Kansas City Royals announced that he'll retire after the conclusion of the season. Gordon spent all 14 of his seasons with the Kansas City Royals.
Rare occurrence, Sam, and that's pretty cool. I do too. I really do. Gordon, he was in the same draft as Braun was, right?
Yeah, and he had a lot of criticism from when he first got called up, and I mean, props to him. I listed all his accomplishments because he had came under a lot of scrutiny, and the fact that he was able to do all that's a hell of a career.
It really is, and it's a rare occurrence of becoming less and less that these guys play, well over a decade with the same team. Ryan Braun in that same situation as well, but yeah, Alex Gordon hangs him up. I read that, and I was reading and thinking, was right there neck and neck with Braun. I think they were drafted right next to each other, 4 and 5 or whatever it might have been. But congrats to that retirement, and Alex Gordon, a great career as well. All right, we're back at you tomorrow. It's a doubleheader, Brewers and Cardinals. Suter in game one, according to reports from Adam McKelvey and Josh Lindblom in game two. One of these guys is going to have to go deep into the game. I would assume it's Lindblom. After a victory by Suter, but Lindblom, I mean, you go short start tomorrow, you're in a mess of trouble. You got to tap that bullpen. You might see Devin Williams in the 5th inning tomorrow, just to fill up some innings. And I would imagine there's going to be an Eric Lauer sighting up for Freddie Peralta away on paternity leave. So A lot of moving parts, but the bottom line is maybe the offense just takes off for 14 innings and gets it done. We will be on in between games at 6 o'clock. Projecting the game should end a little bit after 6 o'clock. These are 7-inning games, so that does shave a lot of time off. And then, of course, after the last pitch of Game 2, you make the switch. We'll meet you right here, Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It is the middle there, sort of a hybrid show. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on deck show will get you ready for Game 2 as we wrap up Game 1 with the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. That all made sense, right, Sam, I think?
Yeah, it's getting late, but it sounds about right.
Okay, very good. Brewers fall once again, the final 4-2 tonight. Man, huge day in the Brewers 2020 championship season. I hate to say it, you take them one game at a time. Okay, fine. For tomorrow, can we throw that out the window? Need to get them both. You got to get both. 14 innings of baseball. For Sam Schmitz, my name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. And remember, despite the outcome, smile Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.